He's listening to the Shurim of Bava Kama, and after number 7, no more Shurim.
Okay, I think maybe we only gave a Shurim, so maybe there's just one missing.
Okay. One is missing, okay. I'll tell him. So it's gonna be put on. I assume so. Okay.
Maybe even did it.
Okay. Tomorrow I'm giving a shiur at 3:00, Hilchas Yom Kippur. I'll try to cover topics which we didn't cover. There isn't too much that we didn't cover, but I'm squeezing out a little bit. And then I think there's supposed to be a slot for regular shiurs. I'll give a shiur on Dalet Minim. Today I'll try to give a shiur on. We will attempt to give a shiur today on Sukkah. So the Gemara has the expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to say Midiras Keva, we should go into the Diras Haroi. We should go into the Sukkah for 7 days. They remember the man Yedah Derasechen Kippa Sukkah Soshavtas B'nai Yisrael, the divine protection that was given, Hashgacha Pratis, that was given to protect the Jewish people when they were traveling in the Midbar. Tanoim have a machloikas, whether Basukkah Soshavtas refers to the Anani Kovid or refers to Sukkah Mamish. And the tour quotes Lahalacha that it means Anani HaKovid. So the Bach asks a famous question. The tour only quotes Halacha Lamaisa things. It doesn't quote Hashkofa. So what's this is an issue in Hashkofa? The Zagarta. Whether Basukkah Soshavt refers to Anani HaKovid, refers to Sukkah Mamish. So the Bach has a famous answer, which is a big Chiddush. He says, whenever the Torah gives you the Tam HaMitzvah, next to the Mitzvah, like here, it says, Pasukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim, L'man Yeda Derasechen Ke Pasukas HaShavti. So he says, in this case, everyone agrees, there's a machloikis in general and Shas, but the Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, Mitzvah Zayin Sichas Kavana, what does it mean Mitzvah, if you hold Mitzvah Sichas Kavana? What does it mean Mitzvah Sichas Kavana? You have to have Kavana Lot Seis. You don't have to have Kavana for the Tam HaMitzvah. It's nice, it enhances the mitzvah, it's more geshmak if you have kavana for the tam, but that for sure is not miyake. But here where the Torah gives you the tam next to the mitzvah, so the Bach has a chiddush, here kavana for the tam ha-mitzvah is likuva. So the Torah has to take a stand, what kavana is supposed to have when you sit in the sukkah, you're supposed to have in mind, basukas ha-shavta means anane kovid, basukas ha-shavta means sukkas mamish, the Torah paskins that it means anane ha-kovid. So the idea behind sitting in Sukkah is same with Diras Keba, and we should go into a Diras Haroi. The Gemara has machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, where the Sukkah, the structure of the Sukkah is supposed to be Diras Keba, Diras Haroi. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that it has to be Diras Keba, and the Chachamim says it has to be Diras Haroi. The original machlokes is in Yuma, I think on Daf Yud Aleph, where the Sukkah is Achag Bechag. Is chayev is b'mezuzah. You only chayev b'mezuzah if the base deer is a deeras keva. If it's only deeras haroi, you're not chayev b'mezuzah. The Rebbe holds that sukkah sag b'chag b'chag is chayev b'mezuzah because it's a deeras keva. And the rabbanon hold that it's potter. Then you have on the first daf there's machlekes is the opening mishnah. There's machlekes Rebbe Yehuda and the chachamim. If the schach is l'mayla me'esher mama, it's very very high. The schach is l'mayla me'esher mama. Is the sukkah kosher or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara gives three different interpretations. Why should the sukkah be posel if it's l'mayla me'esher mama? So one of the three interpretations is that if you have schach so high, then by definition it's going to have to be a diras keva. And the chacham all the sukkah has to be diras haroi. If it's a diras keva, it's posel. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. It's good if it's it has to be a diras keva. If it's Diras Haroi, it's no good. So the Orech Laner points out on the first daf, very interesting comment. 98% of all the sukkahs in the world are kosher. So according to the Rabbana, they're kosher because we declare them as Diras Haroi. If it would really be Diras Keva, then the Rabbana would say it's possible. Lamali Mesimam. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the 98% of the sukkahs in the world are kosher because we do declare them as Diras Keva. They are Diras Keva. The 1% that are only Diras Haroi, those are no good. The ones that are really Diras Haroi, contributed, they're no good. So it's interesting. The 98% of the sukkahs that are kosher, l'chol hadeis, according to the Rabbanon, that's kosher because we declare that it is Diras Haroi. It's not Diras Keva, contributed. We declare it's Diras Keva. That's why it's kosher. Mamish men akotza lakotza. Why a normal sukkah? Why all the normal sukkahs are kosher? So you have the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, with respect to Schach lemale meser mama, then you have it with respect to chiyuv mezuzah, whether you chayv mezuzah, and then the Gemara has later.
What's the difference between the 90% and 80%? Is it a construction thing, the difference?
Yeah. If you have the schach is lemale meser mama, so the Gemara, that's definitely diras keva. So the Rabbana would passel it, because diras keva is no good. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, all the normal sukkahs are diras keva. If it's diras aroi, it's no good. What's an example of a diras aroi? So the Gemara has an example. The Gemara has a din. Mishnah has a din. Sukkah lemala misukkah is posel. But sukkah is teshu v'shivas yamim. There's a kriya ksiv. So the ksiv is sokas, without a vav to make a plural. And the kriya is basukkos teshu. So the Gemara says, because the ksiv is basukas, so you have to have one sukkah. If you have a sukkah lemala misukkah, so that's not acceptable. So what's called the sukkah lemala misukkah? So the Gemara has a machlekes, and we pass from aloche, you have to have 10 tfachim. You have a sukkah with schach, and then you have the schach of the bottom sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah. And you have to have 10 tfachim in between the schach and the upper sukkah and the schach on the bottom sukkah. If you have less than 10 tvachim, the Gemara says, kech shere kach psula, just like it's not called a sukkah. If you don't have 10 tvachim in between, so it's not called a sukkah lemala misukkah. You're allowed to, you can be yotze, you can sit either in the upper sukkah or the lower sukkah. That's how we pask in l'alocha. One opinion is, as long as it's 4 tvachim in between. One opinion is 3 tvachim in between. Lavud. Let's say you have 2 layers of schach. I have a sukkah, and then I have 1 layer of schach, and then I have somehow a few inches above, 2 tefachim above, I have another layer of schach. That's not called 2 sukkahs. That's not called sukkah lemaila misukkah, sukkah lemata misukkah. That's a lot of schach. You have twice as much schach as you really need. But if you have 3 tefachim of empty space in between, if you have less than 3 tefachim, you say lavud. If you have more than 3 tefachim, you don't say lavud. So one opinion in Gemara that we don't pass like is that's already the bottom sukkah is possible, because sukkah lemaila misukkah is no good. The other opinion is no, you got to have 4 tvachim in between, and we pass and it's still kosher. It's only possible if you have 10 tvachim in between.
Why does the Aruch HaNer give the reason for the machlokas about lemaila tvachim? He says that it's a rai keva. Isn't the reason given in the Gemara that your eyes will see the schach or not see the schach?
The Gemara gives 3 different reasons. So one reason is because l'man yeda derasechem lo shalta bi'eina. When you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to be able to see the schach, and looking at the schach should remind you of basukos hoshavta. The other opinion is no. Not l'man yeda derasechem. When you sit in the sukkah, you have to be able to see the schach. You don't have to see the schach. But if it's the Maile Meser Mama, it's a Diras Keva. Diras Keva is no good. The Gemara has a third reason. The 3 different opinions in the Gemara, why it's no good. The Chayvus Halvavus makes fun of the people who are so much into Pilpul, they'll spend a lot of time learning the 3 opinions in the Gemara, why Sukkah Lamaila Meser Mama is no good, and they don't spend time learning Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What are they wasting the time on the 3 reasons? Halacha L'maaseh, the Sukkah Lamaila Meser Mama is no good. Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't happy about that. What's wrong? It's a Gemara. 3 opinions in Gemara. And the Gemara has nafkeminas ladina. That base on the base. Dina Mishulchan Aruch. What's the Chavis Halvavus making fun of the Gemara?
According to the Torah, if one would sit in their sukkah and have kavana, l'manyidur, say from that we sat in boots in the midbar, what do you mean yoytzei?
The Bach thinks that you wouldn't be yoytzei.
Because the Marcheshis is a jewel where he says if you sat in the sukkah and you had a havamina, maybe it's possible and you have to make the bracha again.
You had a havamina.
Like you weren't sure if the sukkah was kosher. You made a lay shape of the sukkah but you really had sveikos if the sukkah was kosher. You learned about the sukkah, you realized it was kosher.
Uh-huh.
So he says you have to make a lay shape of the sukkah again because you didn't have wine, maybe there was seichem.
Oh, because l'man yedi there was seichem, that's why.
You didn't have a real yediyah.
Yediyah Suffolk is not called Yediyah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's along the lines of this Bach, that Yediyah Derasechem is Ma'akev, yeah. The Bnei Yisoschar, the Chassidish Rebbe, Rabbi Hirsch Melech Dinover, so he has a Sefer, Bnei Yisoschar is all Chassidus and Kabbalah, a little bit halacha also. But he wrote another Sefer that's more halacha and less Chassidus, Derech Pikudecha. Every so often we quote from the Derech Pikudecha. So in Hakdama to the Sefer, he talks a lot about this Bach and he thinks that there are more mitzvahs in the Chumash where the Torah gives you the reason for the mitzvah. So he wants to extend the Bach, the Bris Milah, and the other mitzvahs as well, that whenever the Torah gives the reason explicitly, you have to have Kavanah L'shem, the reason. So the Gemara has this din of, the Mishnah has a din, Sukkah L'mala M'sukkah, so the, you can sit in the upper Sukkah, but you can't sit in the lower Sukkah. So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Main Diyur Bel Yayna, here's the Mishnah, on Daf Tes on the base, on the top there's a Mishnah, Main Diyur Bel Yayna, if nobody's sitting in the upper Sukkah, Hatach Toinek Shev. The Gemara asks on Yudim and Aleph, it depends whether people are sitting in the upper Sukkah or not. No one's sitting in the upper Sukkah, then it's not called Sukkah Shetachas HaSukkah. If it's constructed like that, Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah is not good. Why should it depend whether people are sitting or not? The Gemara interprets it doesn't mean whether the Urim, whether people are sitting. The Gemara explains, if the upper Sukkah is very wobbly, a Sukkah needs a floor. We used to think that the Sukkah needs Tvanis, Amachlek Zatanoim. We learned the Bava Kamma, no? The Rosh and Bava Kamma quoted the Gemara that every halacha mashim sina is always lahakan that he quoted because the halacha mashim sina is mekel. Based on the psukim, it would appear that you need three tefanas, and the halacha mashim sina comes to be mekel that shlish is afil tefel. We'll get to that later. So the so we know that you need tefanas, we know that you need tzach, but there's a din you need a floor also, not only because you're going to fall through. What if you have, let's say, a balloon? And the sukkah is floating in the air, and the balloon is not above the schach. The balloons are on the side, so the din is that it's no good. And you're tied up, you're strapped up with your suspenders. The din is that you're not yaitze. The din, the halacha says you need a floor, and the floor has to be lovewood. It has to be lovewood on the floor. The dinam of a floor. So what if you have a floor that's wobbly? The schach of the bottom sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah. So the guy sitting in the upper sukkah, if anyone will want to sit in the upper sukkah, it's going to be very wobbly. So if the din is that a sukkah diras haroi, the way we pass on halacha, wobbly is, I wouldn't say it's mahadrin men mahadrin, but it's acceptable. If it's wobbly, it's about a good, it's a diras haroi. But if you're going to Rabbi Yehuda, that a sukkah must be diras keva, and the 98% of the sukkahs are good because Rabbi Yehuda declares that they are diras keva, but a wobbly floor, that's the diras haroi. So that would be possible. So that's what the Gemara says. Main diurim bo yoyna, just like it's not called sukkah shetachas ha-sukkah, if the upper sukkah is less than 10 tefachim tall. Kehecherekach psula, that's how the Gemara says. So too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the schach of the lower sukkah is so shvach, the schach of the lower sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah. If it's so shvach that the whole, whoever's going to sit in the upper sukkah is going to be wobbly, so that doesn't count as a sukkah. The upper sukkah is a diras haroi, and the bottom sukkah is not considered a sukkah shetachas ha-sukkah, and a little bit caution. So that's the third place. There at least three places where Rabbi Yehuda says that a sukkah has to be diras keva, diras haroi is no good. On the first daf, with respect to Lamala Master Muhammad, the Gemara Yuma Yeral Benegeh to Mezuzah, Sukkah Zachak B'chag, according to our beauty, is Chayvim, Chayevis, and Mezuzah, and the main Diyurim Bel Yonah, Tachtonik Sheira, is our beauty L'shita. So the Gemara says, because if it's a Sukkah needs a floor, Chiddush number one, and then Chiddush number two, if you make a Sukkah and there's no floor, it's not kosher. And then Chiddush number two is that, according to our beauty, the Sukkah, the floor has to be a sturdy floor. In the second Perek, there is a Machloikas, our beauty, and the Rabbanon in the Mishnah. What if a person has Samech Sukkos of the Kari Hamito? Where is that? This used to be a Mishnah in the second Perek somewhere. No, it's earlier. A person has a sukkah that's being supported with a bed. Oh, here it is. Dav Chof Aleph on the base. The second omen, the second daf in the perik. Samach sukkasa bikari amito. What's supporting the sukkah, holds it up together, is the boards of the bed. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emeini yichol alamed bifnei atzma psula." If you need the boards of the bed to support the sukkah, that's no good. So the Gemara says, "What's the din? How do we pass?" And so usually, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. With the eyes closed, whatever they're fighting about, we should normally say, Yochav Ramah, Lochav Ramah, the din should be like the Rabbanan. So it really shouldn't matter what Rabbi Yehuda said, because we're not going to pass him like him anyway. I'll be pashtus. So Gemara says, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he think that it's no good? So the first reason, because ain lo keva, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasai. He said in three different places in Yuma, in the two places before in the first parak, sukkah has to be diras keva, diras haroi is no good. So if the whole sukkah is supported with kari hamito, so it's not standing independently. You have to have a building that stands independently. You don't have a house, a diras keva. You don't have a house that's supported with a kli. That is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Yeah, so if you say, if that's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, so for sure we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass on the other three times like Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second reason, v'chanam, the Gemara says, machlekes amarayim, Rab Zeira and Rab Abba Mama. According to the second opinion of the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds it no good is because mamida bedover hamakabel tumim. So a new fangled reason. Agzeira de Rabbanon al pi pashtus. That what's acceptable for schach, so the Mishnah Sab in the first parak, in order to be kosher l'schach, you need three conditions. It has to be gedule karka, has to be tolish, and has to be dovish eni mekabel tumah. If you have apples and pears, it's gedule karka and it's tolish, but it's a dovah hamekabel tumah. The din is that it's not mekabel tumah until you have hechsher echlim. You have to rinse it off. V'chiyut ha'mayim malzera. It's a posuk in chumash. You have to rinse off echlim. Mashkem, the Gemara says, mashkem ha'alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkem ha'mekabel tumah, even without any hechsher. But echlim are only mekabel tumah if you have hechsher. So that's a machlekes achreinim. If you have, let's say, apples, or you have food that's roy lekabel tumah, if you would have done hechsher echlim, but it didn't do the hechsher echlim yet, so it's no good for schach. Is that a psul schach there? Right? So is that only possible in the rabban? That's machlekes the Rashash and other achreinim, and other in the back of the Gemara. Machlekes. So machlokes that pashtus is what's the nature of the requirement of hechsher lekabel tumah. If you didn't do hechsher lekabel tumah, it's not called eichel. You have a dirty apple and it's full of germs and full of dirt because it fell into the mud. So it's considered, the apple is considered not roi l'achila, so it's not lekabel tumah, it's not roi l'achila. It's like hay that the horses eat. The horses will eat the muddy apple, but human beings wouldn't eat it. So it's not roi l'achila sodom. Or do you say no, that the apple is chefza beichel, but it's exeris hakasav, like sometimes you need a conductor of electricity. So Rabban Chumash says that you need a conductor of tuma. If an Adam tummy touches oichlim, the tuma only is transmitted if you have mashkim. If you don't have mashkim, it's not going to be transmitted. Rabban Chumash writes, he thinks that meikar edins really, it has to be wet now. And it's a loyplug deraisa. If I rinsed off the apples and I dried them off, so it's a loyplug deraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in one of his svarim. Do you ever find loyplug deraisa? So he has a whole slew of marmikavim. So this is one of them. This Ramban Chumash says that the idea behind hechsher echlim is that just like that's not his marshal, just like there's a concept of a conductor of electricity, so there's a conductor of tumah. So he needs zayin mashkim to transmit the tumah. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't think like that Ramban on Chumash. He said, anyone who knows the ABCs of Machshirin, which I don't know, he said, anybody who knows the ABCs of Machshirin will know that the pshat is that it's not called Oichel until you rinse it off. Not that it's a conductor. Yeah. So then it should follow that it's only possible the Sachech Bomid the Rabban. If you have Oichel, that there was never Huchshel Kabbalton, but that's a Machloike Sachrein. So again, so in order to be kosher, v'schach has to be, you know, the karka has to be tallish, has to be dovshen and mekabel tumah. So the pashtus in this gemara is, that's how the Ran learns, and the Ramo and Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran, that this din within Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Pashtus says he shouldn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Whatever he says is yochet v'ram, aloha keram. He was outvoted anyway, I'll be pashtus. But the pashtus is that there were two different explanations for Rabbi Yehuda. What's wrong if the sukkah, if the schach is being supported, the kari hamito? So the first reason was because it's not a diras keva. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa requires that the sukkah has to be diras keva, and as a building has to be standing on its own. It can't be held up by a kli, by kari hamita. The second reason is a totally different reason. It's not Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, but it's a different time. Pashup shat, it's a gzera de rabbanan, that the Chachamim said, if you're going to be mambid, the schach b'dover hamakabel tumah b'dover haposel l'sachach boy, next thing you know, someone's going to use that dover hamakabel tumah as the schach itself. Pashup shat, it's a gzera de rabbanan. What motivates the Ran to say that it's only Exer the Rabbanon? Because my simchal yom, let's say my sukkah, I have a sukkah right next to my dining room. I always used to have a sukkah right next to my dining room. So sometimes the people, other people, use the brick walls of the building as a wall of the sukkah, and the schach is resting on the brick walls. So the brick walls is not kosher the sachach boy. Brick walls are not good for schach min haTorah. It's not gidul lekarka. It's karka mamish. The bricks are made from earth. So that's karka. You need dafke gedule karka. So you should say, according to her beauty, you can't rest, you can't be mamid schach on bricks. Everybody is mamid schach on bricks. Maisim b'chol yom, we do that. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran, no, this whole din of mamid within Rabbi Yehuda is only a gzera d'rabbanon. So it's only a hashash if you're going to be mamid by something that looks a little bit like schach. But bricks, everybody knows that's Beisul Shal Kol Hashana Kula. Everybody knows you don't use bricks for schach. Even people who don't know all the details of the dinim of Hechsher Sukkah, they know that you don't use bricks for schach. So there's no chashash over there. There's a problem with Rashi. Rashi writes on this Gemara, Mamida b'dova ha-mekabel tumah, havi kor shel haschach eilu mamidim havi l'sichach b'dova ha-mekabel tumah. That's the Rashi in Chof Aleph on the base. So some Achreinim understand the Rashi. The Rashi holds that Mamid is a din deraisa, not just a gzeira derabbanan. So how can it be? You mean, according to Rabbi Yudhitak, it can't rest, the tzchach can't rest on the brick wall? The Chiddush Gov. So we don't really accept this Rashi, or the simple reading of the Rashi. Oh, because of the tzchach, Eloh ha-mamidim ha-vkid l'sichah b'dov ha-mekal b'tumah. Rashi sounds like it's a real din deraisa. We don't assume like that. We don't assume like that. So the Shad, do we pass like Rabbi Yudhitak? So the Pashta says that it's Rabbi Yudhitak l'shitasoi. So of course we don't pass like Rabbi Yudhitak. And even if we say the second reason because of Mamid, Pashtus again, it's Yochid V'Rab Malachi K'Rab, we shouldn't pass like Rabbi Yudah. So there is a minority opinion in the Rishonim that we pass like Rabbi Yudah because of the reason of Mamid, not because of Diras Keva, that we don't accept Rabbi Yudah's opinion, but because of the concern of Mamid. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch it says, Yesh Amrim, there is an opinion that if you're Mamid, the Schach V'Dov HaMakabal Tumah, so it's no good Medirabbanim. The way the Ran said that the Yemachoshish for Rabbi Yudah's opinion that it's a Gzeira Derabbanan. But Mikra Adin is really kosher. Even if you are Mamed Chazanish writes like that, Mikra Adin, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. It's only a Chumah to be Choshish for this opinion of Rabbi Yudah. So that's so there is a Machlokes and Achreinim. The Machlokes and Achreinim appears, there's a Stir in the Mishnah Berurah, two pages apart from each other. What if your Mamed is Chach? So the worst thing that will happen is that you'll make the schach posel mid rabbanon as schach. Let's say shivrei kelim, a kli is makabel tumah min haTorah. Let's say I had a bed, so a bed is makabel tumah min haTorah. Once I smashed the bread or it broke into pieces, the guy's overweight and the whole bread collapsed, the whole bed broke to pieces, so now the bed is shivrei kelim. So shivrei kelim are no longer makabel tumah. So they made exer de rabbanon that shivrei kelim may not be used for schach because yesterday, last month, it was a kli. So if you'll allow people to use shivrei kelim for the schach, next thing you know is that they'll use kelim for the schach. So it's a gzera derabban. So would you go so far to say that you're not allowed to be mamid the schach with shivrei kelim? Or let's say, what's another example of schach posel mid derabbanon? So you have in the first perek, there is a Gemara daf yud base on the base that if you take pishton, flax grows on a bush, linen, flax grows on a bush, it's gedula karka. So if you make clothing out of it, so it's makabel tumah. But if you detach it from the ground, it's gedula karka tolish vein and makabel tumah. So then you can use the pishton. You can use the bush of the pishton for schach. What if I made string out of the pishton? So is the string kosher l'sachach boy a posel? So the Gemara says if you made string out of it, it's posel l'sachach boy. Why is it posel? The Gemara doesn't explain. So Rashi and Tosfos, the big fat Tosfos, gigantic Tosfos, takes up a half an omud here. So the Rashi and Tosfos line because it's a dovah hamakabel tumah. Where is string is dovah hamakabel tumah? there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Other v'kele mochem amashkim. You didn't make a kli out of it. If you take the flax thread and you make a garment out of it, then it's mekabel tumah. Kol zman is just thread. So what mekabel tumah? What's in a mekabel tumah? So Rashi and Taisa say it's mekabel tumah tzaras bigodim. Tzaras bigodim is chal even on a spool of thread of tzemer or pishtim, even though you didn't yet make it into a beged. So Rashi and Taisa hold that that's called the dover hamekabel tumah. The Yeshua explains why the Rambam does not learn like Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam says that the spool of thread, if you have a spool of thread of tzemer, so it's not gidul karka, so that's no good menater. Tzemer doesn't grow on the bush. Wool grows on the animal, so that's not gidul karka. But if you have, so that's possible menater, but if you have a spool of thread that grows on, that grew on a bush, on a flax bush, so the Rambam's opinion is that it's kosher and atar, it's only possum with the Rabbanim because of nishtana. When you look at it, it doesn't look like it grew on a bush. The very thick cord that they tie up possum post packages with, that's hemp that grows on a bush. So that's this kind of a thing. So according to the Rambam, it's gidulei karka and it's kosher and atar. But mid Rabbanan it's possible because Nishtana said doesn't look, the one doesn't know the background won't realize that it's Gedula Karak. So according to the Rama, it's possible the Sachach by mid Rabbanan. And it's hemp, and it's not, according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's possible Manatoira because it's Mekabel Tumah with Torah as Begodim. And the Ramam doesn't agree, but hemp is not the, Tzemer. Pishtan is only flax. If it's hemp, it grows on a bush, but it's not mekabel tumah, it's saras begodim. So the Pnei Yeshua explains, why did the Rambam not learn like Rashi and Tosfos? He said, that's not called mekabel tumah. There's a concept of tumah hayotza lemegufa. A person develops, a woman becomes a nida, a zav, a man becomes a balkari, he becomes a zav. The tumah originates over there. So the din is, if you have a spool of thread of pishtan, it can develop a tumah. It's not a kabel tumah. It's not receiving tumah from somebody else. It develops into an avat tumah, the thing. But that's not called davar hamekabel tumah. That's the Pnei Yeshua tainus. That's not called davar hamekabel tumah. And he argues the point. He says if that's called davar hamekabel tumah, so everything in the world should not be acceptable for schach, because anything in the world can be used for gerlo b'doifik as a. The Gemara says, Gerla v'dofik, just like the mace says, Avi Avoy Satumah, the Gerla v'dofik is also metame like Avi Avoy Satumah. What is Gerla v'dofik? So according to Tosfos, what it means is a matzeva. And according to Rashi, what it means is the walls and the lid on top of a coffin. So the Gemara says, anything, any material under the sun can be used for Gerla v'dofik. So let's say you use a piece of wood. Has to be for schach. Has to be gedule karka tolush dovshen mekabel tumah. So let's say you have a wooden piece of wood that you could theoretically use either as a matzeva or to use as a part of a coffin, the lid of the coffin. So according to Rashi, every piece of wood is possible. The sachar kabbal could theoretically it's dovah mekabel tumah. That's not called dovah mekabel tumah. If you bury someone and you use this as the matzeva, use this as the lid of the coffin. It is Tomei. It's considered Kever HaMeis. And Kever HaMeis, not that the Kever HaMeis and the Kabbal Tumah from the Meis. Kever HaMeis has a Shem Tumah, has a Din of Tumah. It's the same over here. Tzaras Bigodim is Tomei. If the Beged develops a Nega Tzaras, not that the Beged is Mekabel Tumah from the Nega. The Beged becomes a Beged Hamanuga. So it's Tomei. So that's a Shaila. Let's say comes up Aloha Lamaisa. Let's say people have Tfanis. And for some reason or another, let's say that the walls are only 10 tefachim tall, and they don't reach all the way. So people are not so short. People are 6 feet tall. Some people are 7 feet tall. We want to have a sukkah at least 7 feet tall that people won't bump their heads on top. But the walls don't go so high. So let's say you have clotheslines, and the clotheslines are gidule karka, are hemp. Which is, so sometimes the clotheslines are made from plastic. So the plastic and the metal are both not gidule karka. So such a clothesline is possible the sachach ba min ha-toira. So if you use that to hold up the schach, that would be mamid. So that would depend on the machlokes of Yud and the Rabbanan on daf chaf aleph and the base. But let's say you have a clothesline that it's hemp, that it's gedule karka shenishtana, so it's only posel the sachich by midirabbanan. And we don't accept that Rashi and Chof Aleph and Beis. According to Reb Yude, mamid is a problem that raised it because the davar hamamid is ikara shel aschach. We all like the Ran. The Rama paskin halacha like the Ran. That mamid is only a gzera derabbanan, gzera shemi sachich, the davar hamakabel tumah. So the shaila is, should this be considered a gzera legzera? You're not allowed to be mamid b'schach posel, but the whole schach posel only posel with the rabbanan. So the worst tragedy that's going to come out, it's going to be the sukkah is going to be posel and the rabbanan. So that's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, two pages apart, not a steer from one chelik to the other chelik. The son of the Chafetz Chaim writes in his biography of his father about the whole project of working on the Mishnah Berurah. So he says his uncle and he and his brother, everybody was working on it, and he says, and this was written by my uncle, this was written by me, and that's why there's a steer, because over here I was machriah, and there my uncle was machriah, my father was just a general editor, he didn't check every single line. So sometimes there are steers. Here's a steer two pages apart, middle of Hilchos Sukkah, was written by the same person, there's a steer. What's the din if your mamid is chach posel mit the rabbana? Do you consider that gzera legzera or not? Pashtus is it should not be a gzera legzera, because in Shabbos daf yud aleph there's a machlokes habayi v'rove, and we always pass on like rove except for yalkigam, except for the six cases. So habayi held over there that something is a gzera legzera, and rove says that's not called a gzera legzera. Why not? So the Pnei Yeshua and the Sfasemes and Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivis and the Nachlas Yankiv, they all say the same pshat. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes part of this Rabbi Kiveger. A gzera l'gzera means if you made a gzera de Rabbanon, the motivation to make the gzera de Rabbanon is that you're concerned how someone's going to violate a din de Rabbanon. But here they made two unrelated din de Rabbanon. They made one din de Rabbanon that nishtana is possible according to the way the Rambam holds. If you made string, here this gemara, you'd base on base. If you made string from the hemp, so in our Torah it's kosher because gedula karka ain't a mekabel to midrabbanan. Made exer because it doesn't look like gedula karka nishtanu. So that's one din de rabbanan. Then it made another din de rabbanan mamid and chafal of him in base. If you hold like rabbiuda, it happens that so that's a trade de rabbanan. We have a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah. We paskan as mutter. Shuz the shuz makam mitzvah mutter. Why don't you just say, what do you need makam mitzvah? Shuz the shuz should be exer l'exer, should be mutter. The answer is, there's not exer l'exer. Each Amir Yaakov was exer the rabbana, and then they asked whatever carrying in a carmelis is exer the rabbana. They didn't introduce one to support the other one. You have no right to make exer has to be litzorach gadol. You have to have a great tzorach. If you have a tzorach katan, The Bezdin is afraid that once every 100 years someone's going to be Mechal Shabbos, and they make everybody crazy. No one's allowed to do this and this act because someone may be Mechal Shabbos once 100 years. So the Gemara says, "Bilsal l'shchicha l'gozer v'rabbana." You have no right to make gzera because of a far-fetched concern. So even if it is a concern, but the whole concern is that if you leave things the way they are, mutter, people may violate an avera d'rabbana. So that's called insufficient tzarach. That's called the tzarach katan. It's only called the tzarach katan. You're afraid people are going to violate it in their eyesight. So that's if the motivation to make the gzera the rabbanon was because you're afraid someone's going to violate anisa the rabbanon. That's insufficient gzera. That's insufficient tzarach. But if you have two independent dinim the rabbanon, they happen to collide, they happen to combine together. That's a trade the rabbanon. That's a gzera ugzera. That's not a gzera ligzera. So the pashtus is it should really be asa. Really be awesome. This machlega sachrein. So Chacham Avadya claims with his bikias, at time they wrote the tshuva, he says, all the Rishonim on Sukkah, I'm sure since then more Rishonim were discovered, but he writes, at the time he wrote the tshuva, he writes, all the Rishonim on Sukkah, no one discusses this topic, only one to discuss in Rishonim. In Achreinim, it's a machlega, it's a Mishnah Berurah, it's a stira. And in Rishonim, the only one who brings it up is the Ritva. The Ritva says, Lahokel. So he says we can be mekel on that if it's mamid b'schach posel the rabban. Really, more mistaber is the other way, that it should be a trade rabban. It shouldn't be considered l'gzer l'gzer. He Chacham Avad doesn't go into the svaris behind it. He just quotes that it's a machlokes. Yeah. So truth of the matter, this whole mamid, the whole thing is a chumrah to begin with. Because mikra then we really don't pass like our beauty. There's one obscure Rishon, not the Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ram. One of the Rishonim thinks that the din is like Rabbi Yehuda. Once you get to the reason of Mamed, maybe you should pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Pashta says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Shulchan Aruch just quotes it as a Chumrah. So that's the question: how far do you go with this? When is considered Mamed? So the Mechaber writes, Yesh lehistapek. He put the schach on the sukkah. Schach is kosher schach. Then you're afraid schach is not so heavy. You're afraid if a strong wind is going to come, it's going to blow the schach off, it's going to fall on the floor. So I put a ladder on top of the schach, a wooden ladder on top of the schach to hold it down. So the ladder is wood, a wooden ladder, not metal. If it's metal ladder, then the Shulchan Aruch would assume that it's mamid bedover pasul, because that's called mamid the schach, that it shouldn't fall down. You know, mamid with metal. Metal is karka. Metal is not gedula karka. It's karka mamish. But he used a wooden ladder. So the shaila is, it's gedula karka. It's talish is a mekabel tuma or not. So it's used, people climb on the ladder. So that's a machlokes. Is that called a kli? Is a ladder mekabel tuma that it should be? Is it a kli? It's mekabel tuma or not? The mechaber writes a sofik whether a wooden ladder is mekabel tuma. So therefore, it's a shaila whether that's a violation of the din. This chumra. The chumra. Is it a violation of the din of Mamid Bedobraham Kabal Tuma that is possible? Chazon Ish disagrees with the whole Mechab. Mechab is quoted, I think one of the Rishonim has, I think it's Shuvas HaRashba, if I'm not mistaken. So Mechab quotes the Rishonim that's called Mamid, just the suffix where the ladder is Mechabal Tuma. Is it called a Kli that's Mechabal Tuma? Because people walk on it. It's not a Kli that you handle or something. You walk on the ladder. It's like walking on the floor. So the Chazon Ish disagrees with the whole thing, with the Mechaber, with the Rishonim. He thinks that Mamid is like this. If you have a sukkah, you have a frame of a sukkah, and the schach doesn't reach to the end. So you tie string at the end to hold the schach onto the defanas. And if you wouldn't have the string, the schach would fall through, because it doesn't reach. The schach is not long enough to go. So that's called Mamid. Or let's say you have metal bars. You have a sukkah, and then you have metal bars going across, and the schach is sitting on the metal bars. If you take out the metal bars, the whole schach will fall through, because the schach does not reach, doesn't go over the tfanis. But he says, what if the schach goes over the tfanis? And then the sukkah is kosher now. You want to use string, or you want to use metal wire, let's say you want to use something that's possible. Let's say you have the clothesline that's made from plastic and the metal wire in the middle. That's pasul l'sachach bo min ha-Torah, because it's not gidul karka. So, and you want to use that to tie down the schach to make sure it doesn't become pasul. So the Chazon Ish thinks that that's not called mamid. So look, the whole story of mamid, mikra din, it's really muta. The whole thing is only a chumra. So what if we're going to be machmer chumras on top of chumras? Pashta says it's not right to be machmer so much. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Akula from the Magen Avraham, who says, based on the Ramban and the Melchamas, that the Shaila is the walls have to be wooden. Let's say you have plastic walls or you have metal walls, and the schach is resting on the metal walls of the plastic walls. So the plastic or the metal is possible sachach boy, because it's not gidul karka. It's a plastic and metal is possible in a Torah. So if you have plastic and metal walls, so the schach can't rest on top of the tvanas. So the shaila is, so you have wooden walls, but the wooden walls are resting on the ground. So the ground is karka. The ground is not gidul karka. The ground is karka. So ultimately, the thing that's supporting the schach is the karka. So the Ramban says, that's too much. That's called mamid de mamid. Mamid de mamid is okay. The ground is holding up the wooden walls, and the wooden walls are supporting the schach. So mamid de mamid you don't have to be worried about. So the Magen Avraham assumes that huad de nami, let's say if you have metal walls or you have plastic walls, and you don't want to put the schach directly on the walls, because that's mamid, and what choshish Shulchan Aruch recommends it should be machmer like Rav Yehuda Shita, because there is a minority opinion that we pass like Rav Yehuda, that there's a din of mamid with the Rabbanon, machmer and a din the Rabbanon, maybe the din is like Rav Yehuda. So the Magen Avraham says, but if you put, let's say you have four wooden beams, He put the four wooden beams, two lengthwise and two widthwise. Then he put all of the hay, all of the schach, all of the logs, all of his schach on top of the wooden beams. So he says, so that's mamid the mamid. True, the metal walls are holding up the four wooden beams, but the ultimately the beams are holding up, the four wooden beams are holding up the schach. So just like the Ramban says, mamid the mamid, this is mamid the mamid. So the Ramban is not happy with that. So he, this is the Mishnah Berurah, quotes it from the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah didn't invent it, he quoted from the Magen Avraham. The Milik was Lahokil, in Europe everybody was Mekel. So the Chazon Ish Tainit, that's not what the Ramban said. Ramban said the floor is Mamid the Mamid. But he says if you have metal walls and then you have four wooden beams, then you have a schach on top, why did you split? You say, the walls are supporting the four wooden beams, and the four wooden beams are supporting the schach on top. The wooden beams with the schach is all one big ton of schach. There's no maximum how thick the schach can be. So all of the schach with the four wooden beams is all a big fat layer of schach. All of the schach is being supported by the metal walls or by the plastic walls. So that's a violation of mamid. Chazon Ish says, mikra din, it's kosher. We don't really pass the mamid. But if the mechaber recommended to be machmer, so you're not accomplishing anything by putting the four wooden beams. You may as well not waste your time. Don't waste your money. Just put the schach directly on top of the metal wall. That's what the Chazon Ish time. So that's known as a Chazon Ish sukkah. It costs a lot of money to avoid that. If you have plastic walls, or you have metal walls, plastic walls. So how are you going to have the schach supported? So you have to have a whole wooden frame to hold up the schach. So that's a fortune of money. To be choshish for the Chazon Ish's chumer. And mikra, then we don't pass mamid. The whole thing is just a chumer to begin with. So that's the story with mamid. So again, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a fundamental machlokes on the first daf. Does the sukkah have to be diras keva or it has to be diras aroi? So the pashtus is Rabbi Lishitos is not just in three places, it's the fourth place, chafal from the base, samach sukkas bekari amita. The pashtus is the real reason for Rabbi Yehuda is because it's a diras aroi. He insists you need diras keva. And we don't pass like any of these Rabbi Yehudas. But the chumrah is that some Rishonim pasken like Rabbi Yehuda because of the second reasoning. Even if you hold the second reason of mamid, but the din should still be yachvei rab malachi krab. We should still ignore the whole issue of mamid.
In terms of the discussion of mamid with svach midrabanan, even if you use wooden walls, they're nesarim, and you can't use those for svach.
Mm-hmm. It's a good taina.
What could you ever use if you say you can't mamid?
How can you ever have a wooden sukkah?
You can't have any sukkah.
Yeah.
Use for walls.
So you have to say that mamid b'svach pasul midrabanan is good.
Yeah.
Gotta say like that. Gotta say something has to give. Something has to give. You are right. So he's in a time, yeah.
This Pnei Yeshua with the Rambam about the Abatuma versus.
Yeah.
Isn't that against the Gemara Nida about the Summon? The Gemara Nida says the Summon are Mutter on a double Shalom Kavatuma, and Taisus and all the Rishonim say, what's the Tumah of the time? At the time, I Nige Bat, Nigoy. But that, it sounds like. It's a makabel tumah. It's not a
avatumah. I don't think it's necessarily going to be the same definition for there. It's a din derabbanan. Here it's a din deraisa. The different dinim. Here by schach, there are three conditions. But not there has to be. You do the karka toldish and dovish any makabel tumah. It's a different din. Whatever the reason is, it's a different din. Those are lo shchicha. If you find that on Dovish and Kabbalah, so maybe over there some Rishonim say that even Nigid Batim is also good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the sukkah has to be Dafke Diras Keva. So what if a guy lives? There are people who live in teepees all year long. They live in shanties. When I was in South Africa, all the blacks live like that. They live worse than that. They live in all year long, summer and winter, when it's freezing and whatever. They live in sukkahs all year long. So let's say a guy lives in a sukkah all year long, so he can be yotzei sukkah. Gemara said the feirish no good. That's a Gemara ches on the base, three lines from the top. Sukkahs hayotzrim. The Gemara says the Rashi has an expression. If it's beisul shel kol hashana kula, that's not acceptable. If this is the house where he lives all year long, it has to be same lediras keva the he kanes lediras haroi. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that beis shel kol hashana kula is no good. It's no good. So what do you do? That's the only house you have. So the Gemara says you have to pick up the schach and put it down. When the schach was put down originally, it was put down the shame beis shel kol hashana kula, the shame more than even according to Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be a diras keva. But it can't be Beso Shal Kol HaShan Kula. It has to be something different from the Beso Keva. It has to be Diras Keva, but it can't be Beso Shal. So you have to pick up the Schach and put it down again. And then it'll be kosher. Do you require Hanochas HaSchach Lishma? Sometimes when you write a get, you need the Ksiva Lishma. When you tie tzitzis, there's a Machlekes, the Rama Matosis, do you need Kshira Lishma? Sometimes you need a matzah. We assume you have to bake the matzah lishma. Do you need hanochas haschach lishma? So that's a machlokes b'sama and b'silol. And the Mishnah tests amid aleph, and we paskan like b'silol that you don't need lishma. There is a rabbeinu tam in Gitna and daf memhei on the base. The Gemara says a woman cannot write a sefer Torah. If a woman writes a sefer Torah tefillah and a mezuzah, it's possible. How do you know? Because in Chumash Dvarim we darshan smuchim. There are many, many, many famous, very famous dinim that are based on smuchim and Mishnah Torah in Chumash Dvarim. So one of them is you have two psukim next to each other in Kriya Shema. Kshartim al sol yadecha, uchsavtim al mezuzas beisecha bisharecha. So the Gemara says whoever is a bar kshira, whoever is mechuyav ben anochas tefillin, Jewish men, as opposed to non-Jews, as opposed to Abed Knaini, as opposed to Isha. So whoever is mechuyav ben anochas tefillin, a bar kshira, Yeshna b'ksiva, he can write mezuzah. So women are chayv in mezuzah. The Mishnah and Kiddushin, the end of the first paragraph said, mezuzah is a mitzvah sasei, shaloi hazman grama, women are mechayv in mezuzah, but they can't write their own mezuzah. The Isha writes their own mezuzah, it's going to be posel. There's even an opinion in Achreinim, the Pashtus is, this opinion is not accepted, that the girl cannot even nail on the mezuzah herself. The hanochas ha-mezuzah also has to be done by a man. Just like an iksivas hamzuzah has to be by a barkshira, so hanochas hamzuzah, kviyas hamzuzah has to be by a barkshira. Pashta says that we don't accept that at all. What if a goy will nail up the mezuzah? That's the question. Do you need kviyas hamzuzah lishma? If you need lishma, so the nachri puts it up. By definition, it's not lishma, because the nachri, whoever is ain't a b'tervis, can't create lishma. So the nachri can't put it up. So that's a machlekes achreinim. His chetshuva quotes. The Nachri put out the mezuzah. It's Nagel Halacha in the dormitory. Every 50 years they paint in the dormitory. So the Nachrim are nice enough, they take down the mezuzah, they paint the apartment, then they put the mezuzah back up. Sometimes they put it back up upside down. But they put the mezuzah back up. So the question, if they put it up kosher, is it good or not? So they once asked Rav Soloveitchik, so he was thinking, saying he doesn't have any rayas. He doesn't know whether he needs hanochas hamezuzah lishma. So that's a question. So the Gemara says that in Isha is psul of a ksivas mezuzah. Even though women are mechuyav mezuzah, she's possible to write the mezuzah. So Rabbi Natam says, quoted by the Tosfos on that daf in Gittim and Hamad Beis, that just like a woman is possible for ksivas mezuzah, so too the women are possible for kshiras dalad minim. The woman cannot tie the eged by the lulav hadas and arovis. That's quoted by the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Lulav. Here the Bnei Akiva sells the Dalad Minim in the neighborhood. So for years they had a single girl whose brother was in Mashiach. So the single girl calls Banshi was single. She always used to tie the egged. She knew how to make the knot properly.
You put it all together, she just made the kreshuvah.
No, that's already tied. No, she made the knots around. Hold the kesher girl in place. So the Magen Avraham quotes this Rabbi Natam Halacha Lamaisa. That a woman shouldn't tie the egged. Rabbi Natam says the woman shouldn't tie the egged. The woman shouldn't tie tzitzis. And Shulchan Aruch and the Bali Atos disagree with the Rabbi Natam. They say it's ridiculous. It's a beferish of Braisa Chesam Beis that if a woman builds a sukkah, it is acceptable. So you don't extend that. That has a pasuk. Yesheshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva. That's the smichas ha'psukim. Akshatma v'asal yadecha, chsavta mal mezuzas b'secha b'sharecha. And he darshan smuchem in Mishnah Torah. So whoever is not a bar kshira, whoever is not mechuyav in tefillin, is not kosher for ksivas hamezuzah. But there is no pasuk by yeged halula, but there is no pasuk by tzitzis. Then why should he come up with a psul from thin air? That's what they argue on the Rabbein Tam. Don't you see from the Gemara by Sukkah the Rabbein Tam is wrong? So the Achrayim defend the Rabbein Tam. The Mishkan is Yankov has a sefer Kohelos Yankov, so he has on his daf on Ches on the base, and the Ksav Sefer has the same, and several other Gedolei Achrayim have the same. Rabbein Tam only said, Rabbein Tam said it whenever you need lishma. By Sukkah you don't need Asiya lishma. That was the machlokes Bisham and Bisilul. So according to Beishama, you need Lushma, so the din would taka be that if a goy puts the schach on, or if a woman puts the schach on, a woman is like a goy. Just like the goy is not mechuyev in Sukkah, so the women are not mechuyev in Sukkah. So mitzvah is shazman grama. Whoever is not betoiras cannot create Lushma. But the din is like Beisila, that you don't need Lushma. So if you don't need Lushma, so if a goy is Sukkah's goyim and Sukkah's noshim, is acceptable. By tzitzis, the Rabbein Tam is working on the assumption against the Rambam. The Tosfos and Menachos holds in Perek HaTchilus that you only need lishma for taking the wool and converting it into strings. But once you have the strings and you tie them on the beged, the kshira on the beged, that's a machlokes where they need lishma. So the Rambam holds you don't need kshira sachutim lishma, and the Rabbein Tam holds that you do need lishma. So since you need lishma, so a woman is not mechuyev and tzitzis, so whoever's ain't in b'toras cannot create lishma. Same thing lulav. The idea behind the Rabbein Tam that a nisha cannot do the eged is if you hold like Rabbi Yudah that lulav, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yudah the lulav tzarech eged, so then you would need eged lishma. It's a din of asiya. It's a din of asiya sa lulav. Apparently the esek doesn't need any asiya. Esek doesn't need asiya. But the lulav hadasim and arav is according to Rabbi Yudah, you need asiya. How do you do asiya? It's a thing that grows naturally. It's not a matzah. It's not a get that you can write a get. How do you make asiya on a lulav? It grows on a tree. Hadasim and arav is grow. Rabbi Yudah holds that the lulav tzarech eged, that's called the asiya on it. It's beferish in the Gemaris that the reason for Rabbi Yudah holding lulav tzarech eged is not that without the eged there's no tziruf. It's not a din and tziruf. It's a din that you need asiya, because the Gemara talks about tasav lamin ha'asui. According to Rabbi Yudah, that you need eged, so there may be the Gemara has on Daf Yud Aleph and Sukkah. There's a psul of tasav lamin ha'asui. If you already have the keshikol is already knotted, and then you slip in the lulav and the hadasim and arabis, according to Rabbi Yudah, it would be no good because you need the tasav lamin ha'asui. It's a din of asiya. So within Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbein Tam came up with a chiddush, just like Rabbein Tam had a chiddush. You need tying the chutim on the beged lishma by the tzitzis. And a woman is any b'toris can create lishma. So tying the eged around the lulav hadasim and aravis is asiya, needs asiya lishma. And a woman is not mechuyev because lulav is a zman grama. So whoever is not mechuyev, whoever is any b'toris cannot create lishma. That's what the Goinim have like that. The Ritvo in Psochem and Daf Mem quotes from the Goinim. Why can't a nochri bake the matzahs? How come the Gemara says that the b'tzeka shal nochrim, if you have the dough that was needed by the goyim and they baked matzahs, you can't be yotzei dechavos. You were watching the whole time. You see that it didn't turn into chametz. You know that it used, they have a mashgiach in the factory where they baked the matzah. The mashgiach knows all the matzahs are kosher lepesach. So just because the button was pushed by the goy, so you can't use it for the matzahs mitzvah. Why not? So the Ritvo im Psochim and Daf Mem quotes from the goyim, because since you need asiya lishma, a goy is not b'toras, the goy is not mechuyev in the mitzvah matzah, whoever's ain't a b'toras cannot create lishma. And the yeshivas say this b'shem Rab Simcha Zelig Riga. Rab Chaim and his sefer quotes this, that the Dayan, that's the only live person that he quotes in his sefer, is Rab Simcha Zelig. That was the Dayan in Brisk. He says Rab Simcha Zelig interpreted a Rambam like that. That whenever you need lishma by a mitzvah, whoever's ain't a b'toras cannot create lishma. So that chiddush, Rab Simcha Zelig chiddush, that says in the Goinim. So the Rabbein Tam understood that that's what it says in the Gemara in Gittin Memheim at base. That a woman is not mechuyev in tefillin, and the woman can't write tefillin, that's a dover pashut. Whoever is not mechuyev in tefillin, tefillin is a zman grama. So whoever is not mechuyev in tefillin cannot create lishma, that's a dover pashut. But I need a pasuk to tell me not only can the woman not write tefillin, she can't even write mezuzah, even though she is mechuyev in mezuzah. The Mishnah says mezuzah mitzvah sasei shaleaz magram is a woman. I'm a chayiv in mezuzah. So I would have thought that a woman can write the mezuzah lishma. So the pasuk tells me kshatim asaftem whoever is ain't a b'toras and therefore is puzzle for writing mezuzah for writing tefillin. So I say b'toras tefillin and mezuzah have one din. So whoever is puzzle since women are puzzle for ksivas tefillin. Because there ain't a b'toras, whoever's ain't a b'toras can't create lishma. So even for the mezuzah, which they are b'toras, also they cannot create. But if you have, let's say, a mitzvah of lulav, or you have a mitzvah of tzitzis, you don't need a pasuk. The Baal HaTai says, but there's no pasuk by tzitzis. Had the Rabbeinu Tam come to pasuk, you don't need a pasuk. Rabbeinu Tam holds pshat in the Gemara and Gittin af Mehem and Beis. You didn't need a pasuk to say that Anisha is psula for ksivas tefillin. That we know on our own. I need a pasuk to say that Isha is psula v'ksivas mezuzah because the women are mechayiv in mezuzah. So I would have thought she is yeshtem b'torah, so she is able to write the mezuzah. Kumash malon, the smichas ha-psukim in Mishnah Tari, Darshan Smuchim, that whoever is pasul for writing tefillin is also pasul for writing say b'torah mezuzah, even though the logic shouldn't apply there. The women are b'torahs. But the Rabbeinu Tam pasuls, women are not mechayiv in tzitzis. Women are not mechuyev in lulav, so therefore they're puzzled, they can't create lishma. And there's no kashin from sukkah, because we pass like besilo, that anochas haschach doesn't need lishma. So even a goy can put this chas. Of course an isha can put this chas. That's what the achronim faren for the Rabbi Natam. They say the Rabbi Natam is not shver, all the kashas they yes. Psukim. The Gemara on Tes HaMeralev says everything is based on psukim. When do you need asiyah lishma? Nachon? The Pashtus is it should not apply. We pass lulav ein tzorach eged. So why did the Magen Avraham quote it? So there's a Rashi in the middle of Sukkah, way later. A Rashi in the middle of Sukkah, where Rashi writes, and the Gemara makes it clear that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that lulav tzorach eged, the eged has to be a kesher shel kayama. If you just wrap it around, you tuck it in, you're not yotze the din of lulav tzorach eged. Has to be kesher al gabi kesher. What if you make an aniva? So the Gemara says aniva will depend on the machlokes of Tanaim whether aniva or Shabbos is called the kesher shel kayama. Happens to Rabbi Yehuda, happens to all that aniva is called kesher shel kayama. We don't pass on like that. We pass on aniva is called the kesher shena shel kayama. So Rashi writes that whatever Rabbi Yehuda holds liikuva, Rabbanu hold the chatchila. So that's the shaylas according to Rabbi Yehuda that you need kshira lishma. So the Rabbanu hold that chatchila need kshira lishma. So a woman shouldn't tie, so the Magen Avraham quotes it, because he won't be yotze the hida lachatchila, because lachatchila, the Gemara says, that mishum noye mitzvah, you should make an eged, even on the ikaredin lulav ein tzorach eged, it's not ma'akev, yotze without the eged, but lachatchila he needed. So lachatchila, Rashi says later, whatever Rabbi Yehuda says, likuvah, Rabbanan say lachatchila. That's a whopper of a chiddush. To say like that. That's a shot. That must be what the Magen Avraham said, but it's a chiddush. The Pashtus says that it's shalok halacha. Rabbi Natam only meant it that a lulav, a woman shouldn't make the eged on the lulav. She meant that a libid rabbiuda. If the din would have been like rabbiuda, but din is not like rabbiuda. By tzitzis, Rabbi Natam holds you need lushma against the Ramam. Rabbi Natam holds in Menoches and Perakat Chelis that not only they need lushma by taking the wool and making it into strings. Tying the strings onto the bag, it also needs lishma. There's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Machlek is the Tosfos and the Rambam where they're tying the chutim on the bag and needs lishma. My grandfather used to be the shamus in a young Israel in the Bronx. So part of his job was he's the lane, he used to put away the sidurim, and he used to tie tzitzis on the begadim. So he taught me how to tie tzitzis. So before my bar mitzvah, I was tying tzitzis on all the talesim that the shul bought. The rabbi didn't know what was going on. The rabbi was relying on my grandfather. My grandfather knew Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He didn't know what it says in the big Shulchan Aruch. So all those begodim, that's machlekes, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether they're kosher. Because according to the rabbi in time, you need lishma. And the cotton is a la bardas, so he can't create lishma. Cherish out of the cotton can't create lishma. So according to the Rambam, it's good. The Gemara just says that if a nochri ties tzitzis on the beggar, it's not good because it's daber b'nei Yisrael, v'yosu lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael v'yosu v'loi umasoylam v'yosu. If a goy ties a tzitzis, it's not good. So the Rambam holds, it's only a din a goy is possible. The Gemara didn't say because you need lushma, If you would have really needed lishma, you wouldn't have needed a pasuk. We would have known on our own that a guy is no good, because the guy is ain't a b'toras tzitzis, so he can't create lishma. So the Rambam understood from the Gemara that tying the chutam on the beggar do not need lishma. You only need lishma converting the wool into strings. That needs lishma. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara here in Sukkah. Tessam and Allah. But tying the chutam on the beggar, according to the Rambam, does not need lishma. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the two opinions. According to the Bali HaTosfos, you even need lishma when you're converting the wool into string. But the main din of lishma is when you tie the chutam on the beggar. That's Hasiyas HaTzitzis. We paskin, even making the wool into the string is also all the way back. Shearing the wool off from the animal, that can be done by a goy. That doesn't have to be done by a Jew. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes a chumer that you need niputz lushma. When you take the wool and you comb it out before you convert it into string, so that has to be done lushma. So they used to sell, Yisrael used to sell strings of tzitzis that had niputz lushma. It costs $10 extra. So, but it's the Ramah says l'chatchili should go for that chumer. So I went for the chumer, and then within a week the chutim got torn. So it's a chumra mevila de kula. It wasn't sturdy string. So I discontinued the observance of that chumra. I had to go back to using normal strings. Yeah.
Someone told me that if non bar chiyuva builds the sukkah, then you need to be mechadish bo davar.
Yerushalmi says that the whole machlokes b'sham and b'shilel is they both agree that you need anachas haschach lishma. They only argue how much. So Bisham may require every inch of this tzach. Let's say the whole room is a sukkah, every inch has to be put lishma. Mesilal are of the opinion, if you do mikzas lishma, if the goy makes the whole sukkah, but the Mesilal would say, if you picked up a tefach al tefach, the Jew picked up tefach al tefach, a mashu al pnei kula, so the lishma is instilled into the whole tzach. That's how Tosis quotes Yerushalmi on Testament, but the Bavli says not so. The Bavli's version is that according to Bisil, you don't need Lushmo at all. According to the Beishama, according to the Yerushalmi, so how can the Brises say that the schach that's put on by the Goy or by the Isha is good? It should be no good if the Goy puts it on. That means that 99% of the schach was put on by the Goy, and the Jew put on 1%. It doesn't say so. The Bavli doesn't seem to say like that. So we assume that that Yerushalmi is lachatchila. That Yisrael should pick up a tefach al tefach al mashu al pnei kula, but Meikar Adin, the Bavli really doesn't hold like that. Here we tell over the story, the conservative temple near our home in the Bronx always used to have a Rabbi Hank Shaw. He was a European, he knew how to speak Yiddish. Came to America, he became a conservative rabbi. For Panos, he was a nice guy. I remember when his wife passed away, he was an old man. So my father felt bad for him, so he invited him to come to our home by the Seder. So he was a big kibbutz, so he said, they say about Hank Shaw, as Nishken Fruma, Ober as Aguter. He's a good man, even though he's not from. He was a nice guy, So when he retired, they had a chazan in the shul, Mario Batoshansky, famous chazan, in the conservative temple on the concourse. So when the old rabbi retired, so they took a new young American whippersnapper who had his ordination from the Jewish Theological Seminary, and the chazan didn't like the new rabbi. The new rabbi was a real shegetz. So the chazan came over to to our home on the first day Sukkot with a shaila. What's the din if a goy puts on the schach on the sukkah? So my father asked, why? What's the shaila? What happened? So he said, in the temple they have a sukkah on the bima, in the sanctuary. They have a sukkah on the bima. And the chazan says Kiddush, and he says Leisha Basukkah in the sukkah on the bima. So the whole sukkah was constructed so poorly, the whole thing collapsed. So they had the goy rebuild it on Yontif. The goy put it up on Yontif. Mokka mitzvah, mirul ha'ak mokka mitzvah. So the goy put up the schach on top. So the chazan thought for sure he's going to catch the new rabbi, the shegetz rabbi. He gave a psak that's no good. So my father said to him, the sukkah is not good because sukkah shetachas a bias. You put the sukkah, there's a roof on top. So the chazan says, well, let's ignore that for the meanwhile. What's a din? Let's forget about that because all the years they were mekel on that. So my father said, the Gemara said, the Farish says, schach is put up by the goy, there's nothing wrong, nothing to pass. He was very disappointed. He wanted to tell about the Balabatim, the Rabbi Shechter said that the new rabbi is an Amoritz, that he doesn't know the din. The din is that if a goy puts the schach, it is good. Yeah, that's the Farish Gemara. The pashtus in the Babli is that according to Basil, you don't need placing lishma. The pashtus in the Babli, Tesis quotes the Rishalmi, so according to the Rishalmi, the guy can put up 99% of the schach, and the Jew has to pick up tefach al tefach or mashu ha pnei kula. But it doesn't sound like it in the Babli. That's why in Shulchan Aruch they hold that chumra from Yerushalmi, that the soul has to pick up part of it. It's only chumra lechatchila. It can't be. It's not ma'akeh b'riyevet. Yeah. What's the din? Usually, it says in chumash basukas teishu v'shivas yomim. You have to sit in sukkah for the 7 days of sukkah. The seventh day of sukkah is Hashanah Rabbah. That's Chol HaMoed. You have to sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So in Eretz Yisrael, they do not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the chumash only says you sit 7 days. In Chutz Lars, we have a Sveka Diyoma institution. We are begin Bekviya Diyarche, but they encouraged us that we should observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golias. So the Gemara has a three-way machloikas regarding those who live in Bavel, whether you sit in Sukkah Shmini Atzeres or not. So one opinion is Sveka Diyoma. You have to observe Sveka Diyoma. You have to sit in the Sukkah with a bracha, just like you always have a Sveka Diyoma. You say Kiddush. You have a Seder the second night. You eat matzah, mar. You say all the brachas, you say the whole Seder with all the everything, Shegeolonu and Bichas Hashir and everything. So the last day on Shmini Atzeres, you have to sit in Sukkah with a brach. The other opinion is the opposite. What do you mean? You have to demonstrate that it may not be Yontif. Why do you say, the Gemara asking about my Madlikin, why do you say a bracha, a Yontif Sheni Shel Golias? It's a Sofik brachas Lachil. It's only a Sveka Diyoma. It's a make-believe sofik min derabban min atar. It's not a sofik. We became v'kvi diyarcha. So we say it's a sofik, but sofik brachas lahakil. So the Gemara says two explanations, Abaye v'Rava. So Abaye, the Raman paskli all the eskwai. Raman writes Abaye's reason, keech de lo lezalzulei bei. If you're going to tell the people that they have to have a seder, and they should eat matzah more, but they shouldn't say a bracha because sofik brachas lahakil, so the people are going to realize that it's only a fake. That it's not really a yontif, it's only a make-believe thing with the rabbanon. They're going to stop observing yontif sheni, they're going to do maloch and not going to observe it at all. So in order to be mechazik yontif sheni, so I said, and you say all the brachas, you say kiddush and you say shechianu, even though you just said shechianu yesterday, you say shechianu and you say leisha basuka, you say all the 7 days of sukkahs, but you say all the brachas on the lulav and everything. So the other opinion is, here at Sveka Diyoma, you're going to be mezalzel. You're going to treat the Shmini Atzeres, which is Yontem and Atzeres, you're going to treat it like Chol HaMoed, like yesterday. So that's why there's the other opinion. There's no Sveka Diyoma here. The only answer to do Sveka Diyoma, that you treat a Yom Chol like a Yom Kodesh, as a Sveka Diyoma. But to treat the Yom Kodesh as if it's a Yom Chol, maybe it's Chol HaMoed, that doesn't make sense. So the other opinion is you don't sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And then there's a middle shita, you sit in the sukkah because of Sveka Diyoma, but you don't say a bracha. Why? So the Sfasemis explains why. This Gemara is paskening like Abai. The only reason why you say a bracha on Yontav Sheni, even though it should really be Sofik brachas lahakil, the most it is the Sveka Diyoma. So the only reason why you say bracha kech delolaz al zule bay, but over here, faket, you're going to say a bracha leisha basuki, you're demonstrating that it's only Chol HaMoed, it's only Hashanah Rabbah, it's not Yontif. Faket, here reciting the bracha will bring to zilzal. So that's why you should only sit in sukkah without a bracha. So in our editions of the Gemara, it says, v'ilchaso, the final psak halacha is, mesav yasrina baruch eloi mevachina. You sit in the sukkah and shmini atzeres, but you don't say a bracha. But the problem is, we know that many Rishonim, including Rashi, did not sit in Sukkah at all on Shmini Atzeres. Here's the Gemara about 13 lines from the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So in our editions of the Gemara says Vilchasam Esvi Asvinan Baruch Alam Rachinan. There were three opinions before where they sit in sukkah with a bracha. You don't sit sukkah at all. You sit in sukkah without a bracha. So the Gemara paskins like that. So how can it be if half of the Rishonim, half of the Bali Atosis didn't sit in sukkah at all? So the pashtus is that they didn't have this line in the Gemara. This line in the Gemara, that's what some suggest, must have been copied over from the Bahag. The Bahag writes like that, Hilchasa. Every so often there's a line in the Gemara of Hilchasa, and the Rishonim say this was quoted from the Bahag. So it must be over here. Hilchasa, Mesav Esfin, Baruch Adam Merachin, it must be that it's from the Bahag. There's a Sefer, Rav Tzadok HaKohen wrote a lot of Chassidish Svarim. So among the various Svarim, he has a Sefer to justify the Chassidish practice of not sitting in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So they write in the biography of the Satmar Rebbe that in Europe he never sat in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and in America he changed his practice. He did sit in Sukkah. What happened when he came to America? So there's a rabbi in Flatbush who has the Boston Yeshiva, Rabbi Horowitz. So he says that his grandfather was known as the Boston Rebbe. It was the first Boston Rebbe. And I knew his father. I didn't know his grandfather. No, I knew his... Maybe it's his great-grandfather. Maybe it's his great-grandfather. So he said that his great-grandfather, I think, lived in Williamsburg when the Satmar Rebbe came to America. And because his great-grandfather was older, so the Satmar Rebbe came to visit him in his sukkah. So he saw the sefer from Tzadok HaKohen on the table in the sukkah. So he wanted to know, can he borrow this sefer? Because he always knew such a sefer existed. Now it's reprinted, but at that time it wasn't available. So the Boston Rebbe said, I would trust you, I'd be happy to lend it to you. But everybody knew that Satmar Rebbe's home was open to the public. People would walk off with his mirrors and his jewelry, his wife's jewelry and furniture and tables. They'd walk off with Svarim. So he says, it's Yikaram Tzius. He was afraid to lend him the sefer. He was afraid someone's going to walk off with it from the Satmar Rebbe's home. So he said, sit in the sukkah as long as you want and read. So read over here in the sukkah. So he kept on flipping through the page, reading. And after he finished skimming through the sefer, he was not satisfied with the official justification for the Chassidish practice. So from that time on, he started sitting in sukkah as an el-chayid. When he was convinced that the din is wrong, so he changed his practice, even though that was a... But the main justification is that the half of the Rishonim didn't sit in sukkah. They probably didn't have this girsa in the Gemara. The Bahag says this lashon. But Rashi didn't sit in sukkah. Yeah. Rabbi Soloveitchik was always upset about... he always encouraged people, you should follow your parents' practice, whatever they did. Don't change anything. Except this, he said, this is dead wrong. This is against the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. You got to sit in sukkah. Yeah.
If you didn't have the line, how would you know
Yeah, that was their tradition. How did the Rishonim know how to paskin? That's a big question. It's always a big question. Here it's the same as everywhere. How did they know how to paskin? So they had a tradition that you don't sit in sukkah. Yeah.
What does
Rabbi
tell
them? Moshe Feinstein's practice was he used to be machmer to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. His personal practice, even if it was very cold, because he writes in his sefer, his father was a misnagid. And his father sat in the sukkah when it was freezing, slept in the sukkah when it was freezing on Shmini Atzeres, Leil Shmini Atzeres, and he got a stroke. And a few weeks later he died from the stroke. And Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva that after his father had the stroke and his left arm didn't function, the nervous system didn't function, he continued to wear tefillin on his left arm. Years ago there was a big machlekes here among the Rabbanim in America. If a person has a stroke and the left arm is not functioning, can you be yotze tefillin on the left arm? Maybe it's like a dead arm. Maybe you're not yotze if you put tefillin on the dead arm. So Moshe said, no, the din is that you are yotze. How does he know? Because his father had a stroke and his father was tamachal and his father wore tefillin on the left arm. Why? So then he explains why. But the main marker is his father did it. His father did like that. So because, and then his father died from that. So I would have thought the moral of the story is that if it's freezing, you don't sleep in the sukkah. And by Rav Moshe, the moral of the story was that he personally was machmet to sleep in sukkah even when it would be freezing on Leil Hashanah Rabbah, Leil Shmini Atzeres. He wouldn't insist that his children or his grandchildren to sleep in sukkah. That was Mishum Kibirav, because his father died from sleeping in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So he was very machmet. The Misnagdim are machmet about that.
What's Rebbe think personally about the issue of minhag versus the Hasidic practice of not eating in the sukkah? Rebbe agrees with Soloveitchik, or
nobody asked my opinion. My father always sat in sukkah. My father was from a Hasidic. Father went to Vizhnitz. Where my father came from, they were all Vizhnitz Hasid. He was raised by his grandfather, because his father came to America to make money in the Golden in Medina. He was a Shem Shabbos, he never made a parnasa, never made any money. So my father was raised by his grandfather for a few years. They were chassidim, but apparently they did sit in sukkah. I don't know.
If you're
minhag
to sit in the sukkah and you're invited out, and you end up in someone's house where you can inside, do you sit inside and eat with them, or?
You ask them in advance if they're going to eat in the sukkah. If they say they're not going to eat, so you don't go. You tell them you visit them some other time. You visit them on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah the holidays, you don't sit in sukkah. There's a din of tasa v'lai min ha'osui, and the Mishnah gives in Chagasukkah's tasa l'cho. So the simple translation of the pasuk is you should celebrate the holiday of sukkahs for a duration of 7 days at that season of the year when you're going, when it's about to rain and you have to gather in all the tvua from the field, that it shouldn't get ruined and rained on. And Eretz Yisrael, it rarely, rarely, rarely ever rains in the middle of the summer, so they leave the tvua on the field. So that's the pshuto shal mikra. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. You leave out the word chag for a moment, so it says sukkah tasa l'cha, you should construct the sukkah, and that's the mokka for the din of tasa u'dam and hosin. The sukkah has to be sturdy enough, shivas yam, it has to be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. If it's not sturdy enough, if it's wobbly, we can predict it's going to collapse in the middle, and I've been in yotza on the first day when it is standing. It has to be sturdy enough, sukkah ruya l'kol shiva. And what should you make this chag from? Ba'os b'cham y'gonecham y'kvecho. And the psalm is going to Yekev. Yeah, but this is nice. He left out the first word, chag. So the Gemara explains, chag means miloshen chagiga. A korban chagiga is a shlomim. So chag asukas is a description of the sukkah. Kishem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga. Just like the chagiga has kedusha, and there's an isa me'ila, kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Even tashmishe mitzvah, mizban ha-mitzvah, the hooks in the mitzvah. The Ramban says, this is the mocker of the din of hooks in the mitzvah. Tosis in a few places understood Tosis and Bama Madlikin and here in Sukkah, Tosis understood that Huktzah the Mitzvah is a din de Rabbanon. All mitzvahs only all Muktzah dinim are de Rabbanon, and Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah is a din de Raisa. And then there's a third reason why you're not allowed to use the Noy Sukkah for your own purposes, Mishum Bizei Mitzvah. So Tosis explained why do you need three different reasons, why do you need two different reasons. Huktzah l'mitzvah mid the Rabbanon chal shem shemayim in Atar. Ramban says huktzah l'mitzvah is the raisa. It's not like other dinim of muktzah. Muktzah is only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Huktzah l'mitzvah is even on the weekdays, even on Chalamayit. Huktzah l'mitzvah is the same as chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, and it's not restricted only to sukkah. It applies to dalad minim. That's how you know that the esrig and the hadasim are huktzah l'mitzvah. And he says it applies to beis haknesses. Beis HaKnesses is Tashmishei Mitzvah min HaTorah. The walls of the Beis HaKnesses, the structure helps people daven better. Even though you can daven without a Beis HaKnesses, it's not like a lulav, not like a sukkah. If you don't have a sukkah, you can't fulfill a mitzvah. You can daven without a shul, but if you have a shul, it helps you daven better. So the shul is hooked to the mitzvah min HaTorah. Calls minded people still live in the neighborhood and they use it for davening. Once all the Jews moved out of the neighborhood, so the Ramban's opinion is that min HaTorah, the whole Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses vanishes into thin air, and it's only with the Rabbanon that you have to sell it and be paid and transfer the kedusha onto the money, use the money. Malam Hakodesh, the buyer say for Torah on Minat Torah. Ramban thinks that the kedusha is based on Knesset is because it's tashmish and mitzvah bizman mitzvah sam, and he says all tashmish and mitzvah bizman mitzvah sam has it's hooked to the mitzvah sam Minat Torah. After bizman a mitzvah is up, then it's no longer hooked to the mitzvah sam. Nachama. So that pasuk Chagasugas Tassel Chashivas Yomim, that's the marker for the din of Tassel Lamin Asay. That's the marker for the din. It has to be Sukkah Ruy Lekol Shiva, has to be sturdy enough to last for all 7 days, not sturdy enough in Avin Yotze the first day when it was standing. And that's the marker of the din of Huktzel Mitzvah, because the Sukkah is referred to as a Chag, like a Korban Chagiga. And that's the marker for the din. Ba'os B'chom Megarne Chamik Vech, Psolos Garne V'yekev. After you take off, after you pluck off the grapes, and after you pull off all the kernels of grain from the stalks, so you left with Gedul the Karka Tolish and Dovish Enim Mekabel Tuma. So that's what's required. Those three conditions are required for the Schach. So that's the Mokka for the din of Taslam and Asi. What's the example of Taslam and Asi? So the Mishnah has Hachaitet Begodish Lasus Lasuke. He has a ton of hay that he's going to feed to the horses or to the cows, whatever. And then he climbs on the bottom of the haystack and he picks out hay and he makes a cavity. The sukkah has to be 10 tvachim tall and dalar al dalar tvachim. So he picks out a cavity and memela, the schach is nasa me'elav. Everything was there from before. He just made the cholol inside. So that's the Mishnah's example of Tassel Manasseh. Gemara gives another example. That's that the person put up the walls for the sukkah. And then he comes home from the farm one day with a bundle of twigs, and he wants to dry them out. So he puts it on top of the sukkah, not l'shem tzel at all. He puts it up just that it should dry out in the sun. Then he's going to put it away in the storage room. And then he decides to leave it like that. That's going to be his sukkah. So the Gemara says that that's pasul min hatorah, because you have to put it l'shem tzel. Even though we pass on like Basil, you don't need Lishma, it means you don't need Lishem Mitzvah, but you do need Lishem Tzel. Davnei Nezer has a Shaila and a Tshuva. If you do need Lishem something, you need Lishem Tzel. So maybe Cherisha to be cut and it's possible to leave the Schach. Even though you don't need Lishma, Lishem Mitzvah, but you do need Lishem Tzel. So maybe since a cotton is a labradas and you can't create Lishma, so not only can you not create Lishma, Lishem Mitzvah, maybe cannot create Lishma the Shem Tzel either. That's a discussion that Avnei Nezer raises a Shaila. In Shulchan Aruch, the Rama has a Chumra that he quotes from Rishonim, that if sometimes they put the Schach up before they build the walls. So the Rama holds that, he quotes that that's Tassav Lemonosa. When you put the Schach, the placing of the Schach should be Mashu the Sukkah. You have to first have the walls, and then when you put the Schach, bingo, the sukkah becomes kosher. But if you put the schach before you put the walls, then the sukkah only becomes kosher later. When you put up the walls, that's tassel lemenos. So the Achrayim asked, there's so many different gemaras where it's mashma not so. So they say there are more only a chumrah lechatchil, but mikra din it's really kosher. But a lot of people don't know that chumrah. That's a chumrah from the Ramah, from the Rishon. You're supposed to first put up the tvanis, and then you put up the schach. About Tassav Laman Asi, every year I tell over the story that the 1 year that I was, one of the 2 years that I was in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot, one of my daughters got married in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and she was in Eretz Yisrael. After she graduated high school, she went to Eretz Yisrael, she never came back. She lives in Eretz Yisrael now. So it was raining that Sukkot. And it was very windy. So the wind blew the schach off of a lot of the sukkahs on the ground, and then the wind blew the schach off of the sukkah on the fifth floor, on the balcony on the fifth floor, and it landed on top of the sukkah on the ground exactly where it had to land. So that's 100% literally tassav lemonasa. That's mamash psul derais. So some of the rabbanim thought that it's kosher. I think it's absolutely 100% incorrect. Some rabbanim thought it's kosher because tchilas hanochas haschach was behechsher. The din is if you put the schach on top of a sukkah, then you put a roof on top, then you take the roof off. So some Shalim say it's tassalam, and also you have to pick up all the schach. They make it kosher again, if you can. It's a nice thing. The Baruch quotes the machlokes, but mikra din we pass on that is good the way it is, because tchilas hanochas haschach was behechsher. So that's what they said here. When the schach was placed on the sukkah on the fifth floor, It was behechsha. So even though later on it flies on top of the sukkah on the first floor, since trilos hanochas haschacha is behechsha mitzvah. I thought it's 100% incorrect. It's a different sukkah. That sukkah was trilos hanochas haschacha was behechsha, and then it flew off to the other sukkah. I thought for sure it's absolutely no good. The Gemara has one of the dinim that's shared in common by the fanus of sukkah and by mechitzas of Shabbos is chitzu sheni chol alame biruch mitzuya is not a good mechitza. What exactly does that mean? So the Chazon Ish has a whopper of a kula, and it's against all the poskim. So he writes, Mistim is divrei haposkim mashma, and he writes his opinion. It's clearly not, the poskim do not, the classical poskim do not say like that. He says if you have defanus that are tied on top and on the bottom, and when the wind blows, it bellows in and out, the walls of the sukkah are waving back and forth, but the sukkah is always 10 tefachim tall, and it's always within 3 tefachim to the ground, and it's on top, it's within 3 tefachim to the schach, so as much as it blows, and it blows. But it still has the dimensions that it has to have, so the Chazon Ish holds that it's good. And the Israeli army, they rely on this Chazon Ish. When they come to a location late on Friday afternoon, they need an Erev, so they have gigantic nets. They use the nets to trap terrorists, to trap human beings. So they have big nets. So they take a net and they go, and the net is crisscross, everything is lovewood, everything is lovewood, crisscross. So they take the nets and they take it from one tree to the other tree to the other tree to the other tree. It surrounds the whole area where they want to carry on Shabbos. And the wind blows on Shabbos, wind blows the net in and out, very, very bellowing in both directions. So according to the Chazon Ish, there's no problem. The mechitzas are always 10 tefachim tall. The bottom of the mechitzas is always within 3 tefachim to the ground. And it always is 10 tefachim above the ground. So you always have a mechitza. But by sukkah, the classical poskim all say that that's not acceptable. And yuchal amad b'fnei ruach mitzuyah means if it waves in the wind, it's no good. The question is, but if you have a wooden sukkah, also the walls are going to wave in the wind a little bit. So a little bit waving in the wind, some of the bricks of a building probably don't wave in the wind, but a wooden sukkah will wave in the wind. So a little bit waving is okay. So some say if it waves less than 3 tefachim in either direction from where it should have been, that's considered like lovewood. That's not really lovewood. Lovewood is if two things are within 3 tefachim to each other, not that something was within 3 tefachim to an imaginary line. Lovewood is two things are actually there within 3 tefachim to each other. So some say something along the lines of lovewood if it's within 3 tefachim. But if it waves so much more than 3 tefachim, so all the classical poskim think that that is not acceptable. What else? The Rosh and Baba Kama quoted the Gemara, Shtayim Keil Chosam HaShlishis HaFilu Tev. What does it mean, Keil Chosam? Gemara said, if you have two Stefanas that are parallel to each other, that's Shaloi Keil Chosam. Keil Chosam means at a right angle to each other. That's called Shtayim Keil Chosam. But then Shlishis HaFilu Tefach. So where do you put the Tefach? So there are different opinions in the Gemara. So the Maskana of the Gemara in the first parak is, you have to take that Tefach and put it within 3 tefachim close to one of the two walls, either over here or over here, and so less than 3 tefachim is lovewood, and the tefach is going to be a tefach sechek. The tefachim otzvos and tefachim sochkos. When a person is happy, so he has a big smile, so his face is wider. When a person is sad, so the face is drawn, and the face is narrower. So that's so a tefach. Sochkos is a smiling tefach, means loosely held together. The fingers touching each other, but loose. And tefach otzvos is if you push all the fingers together, it's going to be a quarter of an inch less. So when do you measure with tefachim otzvos? When do you measure with tefachim sochkos? So the Gemara says in Sukkah, by dinim deraisa, you always go to chumrah. Always go to chumrah. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So take. So the seven Rashi writes a few times in the beginning of Sukkah. Sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin. He says Zayin Mashu, al Zayin Mashu. Where did he get Zayin Mashu? The Mashu, yes. Where did he get Zayin Mashu? So the simple answer is because the Gemara says you need Tefachim Sochkos should meet Tefachim Otzos. So here the Gemara says that Shlishis Afilu Tefach should be a Tefach Sochek, slightly larger than a Tefach, should be within lovewood to the wall. And you have really, based on lovewood, kisasam dami, So you have four tfachim, it's considered as if you have four tfachim of a wall. But let's say the doifen of the sukkah is 100 amas that way, 100 amas this way. And you have over here just four tfachim. Either you have a board of four tfachim, or you have a board of tefach and a half, and a lavud, so it's considered as if you have four tfachim on it. So four tfachim is the sheer, the Ran says, four tfachim is the sheer mokum. Rashi doesn't say it like that. Rashi says that four tfachim is a roiv of seven tfachim. So you have ruba kukula. The Ran, a ruba kukula you can get if you have a little more than three and a half. Let's say you have three and three quarters. So it's also going to be a roiv of seven. So the Ran is easier. You want to have four tfachim because four tfachim is the sheer mokum. And a mechitza has to, the mechitza or a doifen has to relate to a makam. The mechitza is makif the makam, not just the mechitza in the middle of nowhere. Mechitza has to be makif a makam. So you need less than four tefachim wide. It's not called the mechitza because it's not makif any makam. So that's midirabbanan. The Gemara says you need to move it away almost three tefachim away, and the tefach should be a little more than a tefach. So it adds up to a lavud. And then the Gemara says, and you make a tzuris ha-pesach over there. So this is all chumris midirabbanan. Menatar, you don't need so much. Exactly how much do you need? Menatar, that's a question. But that's halacha lemaisa, what you need. Chavad Rami Zedin in the Gemara, let's say you have a sukkah ha-meduvlelis, that's a mishnah in the second parak. Let's say you have a sukkah with four walls, and the schach is on two different levels. Let's say part of the schach is on a lower level and part of the schach is held up higher. So if it's within lavud to each other, three tefachim each other, so lavud is considered as if it's one big hemshech, as if it's one big layer of schach. What if it's four tefachim apart? So it's not one layer of schach. The guy sitting in the middle over there, sitting half in this sukkah, half in that sukkah. Sukkah, all you need are three walls. So if you have three walls and you have schach over here, you have three walls schach over here, there's no problem. The guy sitting in the middle, so half of his body is in one sukkah, half of his body in the other sukkah. So the Mishnah says that it's acceptable, that's good the way it is, because it's a din of Chavad Rami, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. If the upper layer of schach, only provided the upper layer of schach has at least a tefach al tefach. So if it has at least a tefach al tefach, I consider it, and they're overlapping each other. The upper one, it's not that it's meruchak, two tefachim away. It comes to a certain point and the bottom one takes over from that point or overlaps. So I consider it as if, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, as if it's one layer. So this is relevant for tumas kahanim as well. Let's say there's a mace, it's very common in hospital. There's a mace in a hospital. Remember there was a hospital in Cedar Sinai, Lebanon, I think, in Los Angeles. So Rabbi Sauer is a kohen. So he once picked me up from the airport when I came to Los Angeles. He drove me to this hospital and he said he's not allowed to go. He thinks that there's tumor there, but I'm not a kohen, so he asked me to go. So he was right. The exit from the morgue, the morgue was in the same building as the hospital. The morgue where they keep all the dead bodies. And the whole hospital building was a whole block, and the roof of the roof protruded. It protruded more than a tefach around the whole block, and the room going out from the morgue to the outside world was, when you take all the mason out, is directly below this roof. So the tumor goes around the whole place, and then there was a parking lot next to the building in such a way. So the roof on top of the hospital was whatever, on top of the 15th floor, all the way up there. And the parking lot had a roof over here, but the two roofs were overlapping. So you couldn't even go, the kohen couldn't even go in the parking lot because of the this din of Chavad Rami. The Gemara says it's quoted in the Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. In the end of Yeriday, they quote that din of Chavad Rami. It applies to, not only to Sukkah, that's Sukkah Amduvlelis, it applies to Tumas Kohanim as well. There's a din of gur aches and gur asik. Asik means it goes up, and aches means it goes down. Let's see, you have defanas that don't reach the floor, both by Shabbos and by Sukkah, but if it reaches within three tefachim to the floor, so you say lavud, but the Gemara doesn't say lavud. The Gemara says you say good aches mechitzta. good means to stretch. We visualize as if good ayaga means either timshach atah or emshach ani. Good ayaga means when you have shutvim, they have a business together. One guy wants to break up the shutvim. He says, I want to buy you out, but you buy me out, I don't want to remain a shutvim with you. So that's called good ayaga in Baba Basa Daf Yud Gimel. So good means mishoch. So good asik means you visualize as if you're stretching the mechitza up. Let's say the defanas have to be within 3 tefachim to the schach. Every so often you have a gigantic sukkah in 44 Bennett. I live in 24 Bennett. So the next building, so they always used to have a lot of people used to sit in the community sukkah in the front yard of the building. And 1 year everybody went away to their children and hardly anybody was sitting in the sukkah. So they had the same gigantic sukkah, but they only put schach in the middle. They didn't need schach on the side. So all the schach was merucha gimel tvachim for the tvanas. So the Mishnah says that the whole thing is possible. You have to have, even though no one's going to sit there, you have to have schach reaching within 3 tvachim of at least 2.5 tvanas. Daim kel chosim ashlishis afilu tefach. So let's say you have the tvanas of the sukkah that don't reach all the way up. The schach is 7 feet above the ground level, so people won't have bumped their heads. So if the tfanas don't reach all the way up, so it's not, the tfanas are not lovered to the schach, so the din is we visualize as if it's good asik, we visualize as if the mechitza goes up, and if this mechitza will go up, it's going to go up within 3 tvachim to where the schach is. So you say trei hilchasa behadi hadodi. I say good asik mechitza, and then from that imaginary line that I draw up, I say lovud to where the schach is. So Rabbi Kevega there in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim, the Gilyan, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kevega had 2 sets of Shulchan Aruch, and he wrote Ha'oris on both. One of his children went to South Africa, and he printed the Ha'oris that he had in Johannesburg. It's Johannesburg, South Africa. It's not Johannesburg, Austria. It's Johannesburg, South Africa. And another one printed in Lemberg, I think. And now in Eretz, they put together both of the Gilyonis of Rabbi Kevega. There's no contradiction, but there's twice as much information. So they have both. So Rabbi Kevega quotes that the Ras HaMishanim said the Trei Hilchasa Behadi Hadada Le'aminu. You don't see good asik in order to enable you to say love it, but the Shulchan Aruch says you do. So there are Rishanim who hold that it's not acceptable.
Do you have to say that's good asik? Who says that the walls of the sukkah have to touch the schach on the bottom? Maybe it just had to be 10 tefachim tall and that's it. The walls. Who says that? I understand from side to side, but who says they have to touch it from the, where is that the dimmer?
I think that's what the Rishonim assumed, that it has to actually be there. But we visualize as if it does go up. Yeah. The Gemara has a din that noye sukkah, let's say noye sukkah adova hamakabel tuma, piece of metal. So as long as the noy sukkah within 4 tvachim to the schach, it's not a problem sitting under the noy sukkah. But a lot of times there's some people hang the noy sukkah very low. So the noy sukkah hanging lower than 4 tvachim from the schach, so then it's a problem. Remember, I once visited in Borough Park. My parents used to live in Borough Park, so we once were there for Yontu, so we went around sukkah hopping, went to see different sukkahs. So I think 95% there was, at that time there was no Erev in Borough Park. Now there's an Erev, they fight about it, but it's acceptable. At that time there was no Erev, but everybody had an Erev to go from the house to the backyard. 95% of the Erevim were not constructed properly. Now Baruch Hashem, they have Erev committees and they check everybody's Erev. And the mountains also, and the camps and the hotels. Years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, a lot of the Reuven in the camps were not done properly at all. The holidays, they weren't good. But now they have their committee, so they go around and they check it. So I remember there was one Chassidish shtibel, gigantic sukkah, and all the noyes sukkah was hanging down way lower than 4 tefachim. There wasn't 1 inch to sit in the sukkah that didn't have noyes sukkah above your head. And you can't sit in 1 inch in the sukkah. The whole thing was no good. The Rebbe didn't know. That's a din in the Gemara. The noy sukkah has to be within 4 tefachim to the schach. There's a din of doifen akuma. That's an important din. That's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Gemara says good lovud and doifen akuma. 3 halachas l'moshe m'sinai. So good asik and good achetz, the Gemara says, are the 2 dinim, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, then lovud. the schach has to be lovered to the tvanas, and doifen akuma is a din like this. Let's say you have a sukkah that's a big sukkah, and then they have a roof, and they pick the roof up, but part of the roof is covering up part of the sukkah. So since the roof is metal or plastic or whatever, it's some material that's not acceptable for sukkah, so you can't be out to the mitzvah of sukkah if you sit below the roof. So the question is, so the schach below the roof part, it's like schach pasul. So you're going to sit in the part of the sukkah that's further out away from the building, away from the roof. So that's not your schach, is not within 3 tefachim to the doifen, to the wall of the sukkah. So the Gemara says that din, that the schach should be within 3 tefachim, that's only if there's avir. But if the schach pasul there, you have up until dalaramas. We consider the schach pasul up until dalaramas as if it's an extension of the doifen. I say doifen akuma up until dalaramas. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The Mishnah has an example. I remember when the first time we visited Eretz Yisrael, so we stayed in Tzfat. So they had a whole bunch of houses, like bungalows, built around in a circle. And every house had a roof in front of it a little bit, so in case it's raining. There was no bathroom in the room where we were staying. So there was a bathroom on the other side. So there was a hole in the middle. Every little bungalow had a roof in front of it. They went a couple of feet. And then in the middle, it was open to the sky. So the Mishnah have such an example. If the distance from the front of your building till the end of the roof is less than dalaramas, then you can say doifen akuma. So if you put schach in the middle part where it's open to the sky and it has zayin al zayin tvachim there, so that's a kosher asuka. You can sit over there in the part that's open to the sky because you have zayin al zayin tvachim. And you say doifen akuma because it's less than dalaramas in between the front of the buildings of the tvanas for the sukkah. But if it's more than dalaramas, then you can't say doifen akuma. So then what does it help to have schach? But the tvanas are not mitzurif to the schach. That's not acceptable. So the question is, this din of doifen akuma, does that apply even if it's on two different levels? Let's say you have walls and then you have schach pasul that goes around and around, and then you have a structure over here, you have schach kosher over here on the bottom, but it's not touching the schach pasul. The schach pasul is 3 amas. Around and around you have walls, and around you have a roof that's only 3 amas wide. Then in the middle you have a lot of schach kosher, but it's not lovered to each other. The schach kosher is over here and the schach pasul is all the way up there, 3 amas higher. So they say chavut rami. They say chavad rami to declare that it's doifen akuma. Doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't say. So there's one prominent hotel that's how they make their main sukkah. So I remember I once asked Rav Simcha Cook, when the Rabbanut gives a hechsher on the hotel, does it cover the sukkah also? He said, oh yeah, 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 it's a question whether it covers the food. Not so convinced that it covers the food. Yeah, it's very questionable. You should sit in the sukkah. That's acceptable. Then the Mishnah has a machlekes ha-meir, Rabbi Yehuda, gzeres nesorim. Let's say if you need gidulei karka, tol l'sheni mekabel tumah. So let's say you go to the lumber yard and you buy a big piece of wood and you use that as the schach. Good, so zayin al zayin. And it's gedule karken and tolush ene makabel tumah. It's a piece of board, so that's gevaldik. So Rabbi Natam came up with a chiddush on the Loshon HaGemara on chesam and beis. The Gemara says that the sukkah that's made by the goy is acceptable, provided. What's the Loshon HaGemara? What does that mean? The sukkah, the goy made the sukkah. So the Ran quotes the Rabbi Natam there, famous Rabbi Natam, that if you have so much schach that it doesn't rain in, that's possible. Lechatchila, you shouldn't have so much schach that you can't see the stars at night. But by the Eved, the Mishnah says, even if you can't see the stars, it's good, but if you have so much schach that it doesn't rain in at all, then the Rabbi and Tam says that it's possible. That's Beis Hoshokol Hashanah Kula. that the Gemara said that that's not acceptable, even if you are like Rabbi Yehuda, that the sukkah has to be diras keba, has to be diras keba. But if it doesn't rain in, that's beso shokola shamakula, that's not acceptable. So we're not going to have a board of wood covering the whole schach. But what if you have wide boards of wood? Each board of wood is six amas wide, six tochim wide, and you have a crack in between, so it can rain in between. But you have a big board of wood. So the Gemara says that that's a gzeiras nesorim. The person will think, what do I have to sit in the sukkah? I may as well sit in my own house. They used to live in houses that looked like bungalows, wooden bungalows. So that looks like beso shel kolo shana kula. So they made a gzeira derabanan, if you have nesorim, if you have wooden panels that are four tefachim wide, that's a gzeiras nesorim. So that's pasul midirabanan. Then the Rishonim added on that even Bizman Azeh was common in the days of the Bali Antosis, it was common to build a house, a wooden hut, with boards that were less than four tefachim wide. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumra from the Rishonim that we extended the Gzeiras Nesarim even to boards that are less than dalat tefachim wide. I don't know if it applies Bizman Azeh. That's a Chumra that the Rishonim came up with. We don't live in wooden houses anymore. Maybe in South Africa, maybe they still have the chumra. Maybe in countries where the Jews live in wooden houses. But if you don't live all year long in a wooden house, they just have the gzera that the Tanoi made.
So do you think it would apply that, like the plastic covers, you know, if you get around all the other issues, the plastic covers, that would be a problem because it can't rain in? So.
We always take off the plastic cover before we sit in the sukkah. Yeah. Nachon.
Is
it an issue because of this that it doesn't rain in? Usually, because plastic is not geduli karka, so it's schach posel. So you're not supposed to have schach posel on top of, if you have a kosher sukkah, but you have schach posel above it and schach posel below it, so you can't be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. Some rishonim say it depends what's above and what's below. Some rishonim say it depends what came first. We pass on Shulchan, doesn't matter who came first. The kosher is schach or the posel is schach. And it doesn't matter whether the posel is schach is above the kosher is schach or below the kosher is schach. In either case, whenever you have schach kosher, schach posel over the same area, so we say you can't sit under that area. So we assume that plastic is not acceptable because not gedulei karka, synthetic material. So you have to take off the plastic cover.
Even if there's a rove schach kosher, rove doesn't help.
Mean only part of the sukkah is covered with the plastic? Not the whole sukkah is covered with plastic.
Yeah, two layers, let's say, of regular staff and only one layer of plastic. So it's twice as much staff kosher.
Two layers of kosher is schach, one layer of plastic over the whole sukkah. So we assume the plastic over the whole sukkah passels all the kosher is schach on the bottom. Because the plastic is schach passel. If you have the same area is covered both with kosher is schach and passel is schach, so it's not acceptable. Okay, it's time for Mincha. Good.
Rabbi writes, if you have a plastic that's colorful and noise sukkah, then it's okay.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's protecting from the rain and from the sun.
Yeah. The Gemara says like that. Yeah. Nachon.
But Rav Moshe disagreed with him.
Why?
I didn't get to read it yet, but this uh-huh. I was told.
Not familiar.
At the end, the base right downstairs doesn't have it. It's the end of Chelek Hay in Or HaChaim.
So they don't have Chelek Hay. They don't have the
why.
End.
They don't have Chelek Hay. Upstairs or downstairs?
With
yeah.
Someone
went
off with it.
They have lots of copies of everything else, but not that. Thank you.